It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The numbers of known COVID-19 cases are improving in at least one Colorado county, KRCC's Andrea Chalfin reports.
At the end of September, Pueblo County saw an average of 8 known cases per day. Now that number is about 73, which is down from a height of more than 240 average cases per day at the end of November. Randy Evitz directs the Pueblo Health Department.
We really need to continue to work together as a community to bring our numbers down so that we can get back to those levels that we were at the end of the summer.
Evitz says hospital capacity is improving but still high. Vaccination efforts continue in Pueblo County with a primary focus on healthcare workers. He says pharmacies began vaccination programs in nursing homes Monday. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Douglas County plans to open a new COVID-19 testing site Saturday at the county fairgrounds in Castle Rock. It will administer free tests every day. It will not require identification, insurance, or a doctor's note. Public health officials recommend registering in advance and urge anyone with symptoms to get tested as soon as possible. A state judge has dismissed a lawsuit against Governor Polis for not doing more to reduce prison populations. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The American Civil Liberties Union of Colorado earlier this month sued the governor for not using his executive powers to make prisons safer during the COVID-19 pandemic. So far, 24 prisoners have died and more than 7,000 have been sickened. But a judge tossed the lawsuit out, citing, among other things, a separation of powers argument. That is, she, as a state judge, does not have the power to compel a governor to issue commutations and early releases, because that is an act of his judgment. The ACLU did not respond to requests for comment on the dismissal. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado homeless shelters are bracing for freezing temperatures tonight. Kathy Alderman is the public information officer for the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless.
With the colder days ahead, we're going to probably need to think about opening up some emergency shelter space.
Alderman says that homeless shelters are operating at half capacity because of the pandemic. Overnight temperatures will be in the teens along the Front Range tonight. This is CPR News.